Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is the opportunity for you to experience divine inspiration with DC Love and Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And here is the magical DC Love to introduce herself to you.
Hey, everyone. Hello, Barbara. So wonderful to be here. This is the magical DC Love. Sometimes I'm known as the real DC Love or just DC Love. They're all me. I've had a really amazing spiritual journey. I did see spirit at a very young age, and I saw them everywhere. I just thought everyone did. But the journey that I'm on today, it actually started with cookies, sugar cookies, flying off my kitchen countertop, my cell phone texting me, and then spirit sat upon me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me on this beautiful path that I'm on today, and it's just such an amazing path. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I did discover at that time that I have an amazingly strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I had a background in law enforcement, and I still continue to serve and protect, but in a different way. I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize that the connection that I have with Joan is truly divine. She's left this door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating, as well as a wide variety, of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Okay, I'm doing more than one thing at a time. Let me just stop. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, an energy upcycling practitioner, which is a method of helping people to release old beliefs that was downloaded to me by the divine. So it's kind of their gift to me. So it allows me to help people to remove beliefs completely, since it goes through every level of our existence, including our Akashic records, our subconscious mind, our conscious mind, our bodies, and all of our bodies, and everything, everywhere that is us. And it brings amazing changes. It really does. I use it all the time now in my own life as well as in the lives of the people that I work with. And I've just seen just phenomenal things come about as a result of this new method that they've gifted to me. I started all of this because I realized one day that I was not happy in my own life. And the reason why I wasn't happy in my own life was because I was the least important person in my life. And everybody else was so much more important. It was so important that I make sure everybody else's life was perfect before I did anything about mine. And I guess one day I just realized that that wasn't working and I needed to change it. And so that's what I've been doing. And it has made my life so much better. And I actually enjoy my life, and I actually love myself. So no matter how many years you've been working on yourself and, you know, looking for the changes and whatever it is you've been doing, know that it is possible to see results. And if you feel that I resonate with you and you want to work with me, then you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and check out the information there about what it is I do and how much it is and all of that sort of stuff. And feel free to ask me a question or questions if you have any about me or what I do or how it works or anything like that. And I will be more than happy to answer you. You can send any questions to barbara.healing@gmail.com. Okay, DC, I think that is it for who we are. Are you ready to do some work?
I am. I'm ready, Barbara.
Okay, then we will go to our first caller from area code 570. Oh, that's you. Area code 586. I'm going to pay attention in a second now.
Hi, ladies. How are you? This is
Natasha
from Michigan.
You?
How are you guys?
I'm probably a little confused, but other than that, I'm okay.
I was just calling. I kept seeing like repeating numbers, like probably like a little bit over a week ago, and I know it's like synchronicities, but I just wanted to see if there were like any messages that was, you know, was trying to get my attention to anything.
Very cool. Could I have your first name again? I couldn't quite hear it.
Yeah, Ishan.
Okay, great. Yeah, you know what? The first thing that I wanted to ask you when I first heard you connect is I was seeing you, like, walking and thinking. Have you been thinking about your past lately, hon?
Yeah. I mean, I try not to. I try to, you know, make it positive and, you know, just say, like, all of it was for a reason and just think about, you know, the positive instead of, like, negative.
Right,
like,
and
oh,
that's great. Yep. Okay, because I was getting, like, I felt like when you think back a little bit, your heart felt a little bit sad. And, you know, all we have really basically is the here and the now, okay? And the angels are saying, yes, you know, that you are getting messages. I'm hearing the word abundance around you. And allow yourself to just, you know, to be connecting with that, you know, that part of abundance that is yours because you're here. It's your birthright, okay?
Okay.
And they want you to follow your, you know, your divine plan. And you are a light worker. You're here to bring positive changes into the world. And just by being you and spreading love around, you're doing an amazing job, okay? I'm also getting that you may have put some intentions out to the universe, and, you know, the angels are saying they have been heard. And things are going to change for you. And to have faith. I am getting, though, at times you're a little bit resistant to change. How come?
I'm all for change. I thought I was pretty open to change. I think I'm pretty open to change overall.
Okay, because I'm just getting at times, maybe not like even where you're aware of it, okay? And when I was saying that, too, I'm getting there's something that goes way back to your father, hon. There may be some memories, and they're rooted
to my father?
In the connection with your dad. Yeah, so you may not realize that, you know, but all you have to do is to just be open to healing, you know, whatever it is with your dad that brings about this resistance, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, recalling memories. That's why I was wondering, like, were you thinking, like, way back, had you been recalling any memories of your dad? I am getting to some patterns that are, you know, not positive patterns. They have to be healed. There are some feelings as well that may be, you know, old feelings and they don't serve you any longer. There may be a situation. So I am getting, you know, there is a resistance to change, and it has something to do with your dad, hon, okay?
Okay.
So if
okay.
that makes any sense to you, okay.
Yeah, it does. I think sometimes I worry about, like, picking up some of my dad's negative patterns, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm turning into my dad. And it's like,
yeah,
no, I don't want to do that.
Worrying about failure, like, you know, worrying about failure. And you have the courage to go forward. You're not your father, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I feel like with him, per se, he didn't have the understanding that you have. And you are a completely different person, and you have more freedom than he had. You can relax a little bit more. You're open to new beginnings. You know that all things are possible, correct?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so there was a little resistance with your dad, a little bit of fear of not being able to do what he wanted to do. And I was also getting, you know, he didn't have that inner strength that you have, okay? You have amazing qualities that can help you go forward no matter what you face. Okay?
Okay.
So calling in today is a great thing because we're going to resolve the issues that you brought forward into this, you know, into this time with you from your dad, okay? You are more connected spiritually, emotionally, and mentally than he was connected, and you have the power to overcome anything, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I see like a lion like sitting next to you, okay? That you really do have a lot of courage, and you have a lot of strength, and you have a lot of power. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because we do want to release those patterns that you carried from your dad, the heavy-heartedness, those negative patterns, and to truly help you to be free, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Barbara?
Okay. All right, I'm trying to do two things at once again, so give me a second. all right, so we are going to do some Dear Innate statements, and I will make the statement, and then you will repeat what I have said out loud so that you are talking to your innate body. And then we will check in and see how the work we've done feels to you. Okay. Post this. Let me post it again. There we go. All right. So here we are. Dear Innate,
I release the past.
Dear Innate, I am not my father.
Dear Innate, I am not my father.
Dear Innate, I am not my mother.
Dear Innate, I am not my mother.
Dear Innate, I do not carry forward the patterns of my father.
Dear Innate, I do not carry forward with patterns from my father.
Dear Innate, I do not carry forward the patterns of my mother.
Dear Innate, I do not carry forward the patterns of my mother.
Dear Innate, I choose to be me.
Dear Innate, I choose to be me.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to create my own life.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to create my own life.
Dear Innate, I release all of my identities from the past.
Dear Innate, I release all of my identity from the past.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to create a good life.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to create a good life.
Dear Innate, I see the good within me.
Dear Innate, I see the good within me.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my own life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my own life.
Take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Feels good. Feels a lot better. Feels like I'm actually like letting go of someone. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm not gonna say I feel cursed because I don't really believe in that, but it just felt like, oh my God, I could be turning into him.
Okay, since you said curse, we're going to release curse. So, dear innate, I release all curses.
Dear innate, I release all curses.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, I decide how my life flows.
Dear innate, I decide how my life flows.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
And take another nice deep breath.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And your team wants you to know that you are not required to be either of your parents. You're not required to be a combination of your parents. You're not required to take on any of the stuff that they lived through. That is not how you honor your parents. You are not required to be them. So it's completely okay for you to let all of that go and just be you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. I really appreciate it. It's really helped.
Oh, thank you. Please call again.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from outside the country, I think. So the first four letters are 6142. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is Jessica here?
Hello, Jessica.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I thought I'd just call in and see if you had any message for me. Last call was really awesome.
Well, thank you. Well, you know what? I'm glad that you called in, Jessica. This is DC. I'm feeling your third eye as we're connecting, and I feel like that third eye is open, and I don't know if it's open fully, but it is open, and you're getting a lot of clear insight. Okay? You feel like, you know, like there is work with the third eye?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a time to really start creating the life that you desire. Okay, this is a wonderful time. Archangel Metatron would be the archangel to connect to help you with your third eye chakra. And I just feel this is a time of new beginnings. I don't know if you've been thinking about doing something business-wise, but this is sort of the time of like a birth, the birth of possibly like something new in your life. So I don't know what you've been thinking of, but this would be like a great time to start something. Okay? What is it that you've been worrying about, though, hon?
Finance. Yeah, everything's great. I mean, the spiritual journey is amazing. I just feel, you know, like awareness from awareness, awakened moment to awakened moment.
Okay.
And it's just that 3D reality with the finance. I'm like, what is it that's stopping me, or what is it I still need to heal or, you know, work on?
Okay. You've got to just get up and be grateful and say thank you before you see something. I do feel like you've got to be a little bit more bolder with the universe and really dream a little bit bigger. I'm getting that you are going to be successful, but you've got to put it out there, okay? It's like you're feeling stuck, you feel powerless, you're confused. You know what? The angels are with you, and they're saying, you know, Jessica, surrender all of that. Put it all in the golden box that lays before your feet. All you're doing is worrying, and you're not able to move forward, okay? And as we know, when we worry, what do? We create more worry, okay? You've got to release all that and shift now from fear to faith, okay? You have the ability to make your dreams come true, hon. But right now there's a lot of frustration, and you just, at times you don't, you're not seeing clearly, okay? And it may be that you're a little bit preoccupied with everything, okay? And I'm also getting, you've got to change the way that you look at money as well, hon, okay?
Know that
there is a plan for your future, okay? And it's a beautiful plan. And when you know that, you could be happy, you could be relaxed, and you could just, you know, embrace everything that's coming your way, open your arms really wide, and be thankful for the opportunities that are coming, and let go of those fears, okay? The fears are just, they're basically holding you back, hon, okay? I'm getting your emotions are, they're running a little bit too high, and it's not easy. You've got to be honest with yourself in everything, you know, in regard to everything that you're feeling, okay? Why are you feeling this way? You know, why is there confusion? Okay? Know that you're entitled to feel whatever it is that you are feeling, and that you have a divine team around you that wants to help you to not be stuck anymore, not be stuck in the same place, not be where, you know, you are now, which is preventing you from going forward. You can have clarity. Again, your third eye is open. You can overcome, you know, all of the confusion and move forward in your life in a positive and productive manner. And, you know, with that third eye open, you can affirm, I see life and the choices that are in front of me clearly, and I'm going to move forward in a positive way. So you really have to trust and believe in yourself, and you've got to surrender all that you're holding on to that no longer serves you, and allow healing to come in, Jessica, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to connect you now with Barbara to get rid of the distrust, the anxiety, the worry, the disappointment, and to get you back on the right track again, okay?
Beautiful. Thanks so much, DC.
You are so welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Jessica. We're going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements, so just repeat after me. Dear Innate, I release the worry.
Dear Innate, I release the worry.
Dear Innate, I release the anxiety.
Dear Innate, I release the anxiety.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I accept my reality.
Dear Innate, I accept my reality.
Dear Innate, I let my reality go.
Dear Innate, I let my reality go.
Dear Innate, I clear the energy around money and finances.
Dear Innate, I clear the energy around money and finances.
Dear Innate, I release the beliefs in lack and scarcity.
Dear Innate, I release the belief around lack and scarcity.
Dear Innate, I accept that everything I desire has already been created.
Dear Innate, I accept that everything I desire is already created.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I allow myself to have money.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how,
I allow myself to have money.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I allow myself to have a good life.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I allow myself to have a good life.
Dear Innate, I accept that I don't know how.
Dear Innate, I accept that I don't know how.
Dear Innate, I accept that I deserve the best.
Dear Innate, I accept that I deserve the best.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels beautiful. I do resonate with all that statement, actually.
Good, wonderful. That's what your guidance was telling me you needed, so. They're usually right.
Yeah, they are. It's bittersweet, and you just feel like, I just feel like stuff just, like, dissipate, like, out of my aura. Yeah, I just, every time I say I release something, I saw this, like, a smoking thing just, like, dissipate out of the air.
Yeah, good. Because you really were releasing.
Yeah.
You really have changed yourself and your life. So pay attention to how you think. And make a habit of thinking about having what you desire. Don't make a habit of thinking of how you're going to have it, because that's not really anything you need to be concerned about. But just see yourself in the energy of having it. Feel the emotions that you feel when it's already in your life. That's the way you attract it to you. If you get caught up in the how, you actually stop it, because it's not coming from how you believe it should come. It's coming from your team. It's their way of helping you. So let them take care of the how, and you just receive. That make sense?
That's beautiful. Yes, I too narrow-minded and focus on the how, and so it's frustrating, and it is,
yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Because you're trying to do something that's really not your job.
Yes, let the universe look after the how. I want to write that down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was want to say, did you see that my third eye? Yeah, I can see, not like see like clearly, but I can see in my mind's eye a lot of things now. And I used to doubt myself what I see, like, oh, did I make that up? But now I just trust myself. And sometimes it's really strong knowing that it's real and that I did make it up. So, yeah, I feel like, my spiritual journey has been amazing, and I'm so grateful for that.
Okay, let's do a little bit with your third eye. Dear Innate, I allow my third eye to open.
Dear Innate, I allow my third eye to open.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to see the visions my third eye shows me.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to see the vision my third eye is showing.
Dear Innate, I trust my third eye.
Dear Innate, I trust my third eye.
Dear Innate, I choose to be clairvoyant.
Dear Innate, I choose to be clairvoyant.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Okay, take a nice deep breath.
That's wonderful. When you said that about I allow to see what my third eye is showing, there's a bit of fear about my third eye because I heard that people that can see things, they didn't want to see what they see, so that's why they close it down. And there's a few people that tell me about it because I was so, like, I'm really, like, you know, interested about, you know, seeing things. I'm like, oh, that's amazing how you can see things. And people say, nah, you know, you don't want to see it all, most of the stuff and that they saw, they didn't want to see. So I had a bit of fear around that. I'm like, what if my third eye open and I see things that I don't want to see?
Well, you know, my third eye has been open for a while now, and I can't remember ever having seen something and thinking, I don't want to see this, because the only things that I see are the things that are relevant to that moment and to who I'm working with or what I'm thinking about. And so I see what I need to see in order for me to understand or convey whatever it is that I'm supposed to be understanding or conveying. And that's it. So I don't take anything that I see as, you know, some personal thing about me or something bad or anything like that. I simply know that it's there for a reason. I do what I'm guided to with it, and I let it go. And I've never had a problem.
Okay. Yeah, it's the fear that's holding me back, isn't it?
Yeah, and you don't need to be afraid because they're not going to show you anything. It's not like they're thinking, oh, well, now she's open. Let's show her this and this, and she's just going to be so terrified, and this is going to be so much fun. That's not the way they think. They only show you what is right to show you. That's it. And it's not personal.
Okay.
So you don't need to hang on to it. Just, you know, see it, and if you have questions about it, ask them. And otherwise, just move on with your life.
Do you see, you know, like this embodied spirit that you don't want to see? Or it just come out of the blue, or you only see things that's meant for you?
I only see things that are meant for me. I've always made a point of telling my team that I don't need to see anything that's not important for me to see. And I've never really been afraid that I would see, you know, disembodied spirits or anything like that. And I don't. That's just not the way I've set things up with my team. So you can talk to your team and let them know that you don't want to see anything unless it's actually pertinent to you. You know, it's like the empaths that walk out their front door and they're immediately bombarded by all of this energy from all of these people until they turn around and go run back inside. I'm empathic, but I've let my team know that if it's not something I need to feel, then I don't need to feel it. So I can go anywhere I want to go, no matter what kind of people I'm around, no matter what kind of experience they're having in life. I don't feel their energy unless I need to. And it's the same thing with the third eye. I don't see it unless it's something that I actually need to see.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's all about the intention and, you know, what you actually put down there, isn't it? Because you say your own reality.
Right.
Beautiful.
So
thank
I've never
so
had
much,
a
Barbara.
Negative experience from my third eye or any of my abilities, and you don't have to either.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are so welcome, and we are so glad you called.
Yeah. Thanks so much, DC. Thanks, Barbara, again.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was wonderful to hear your voice, hon.
Oh, wonderful to hear yours.
Thanks.
Hi. Have a great day, night over there.
Yes, evening for us.
It's daytime flight, so yeah. All right, I'm going to go ahead and have a beautiful day, and you guys have a wonderful night.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jessica. Bye-bye. All right, and we are going to our next caller, area code 503. Hi, who's this?
It's Dawn.
Hello, Dawn.
Well, hello, Dawn.
It's so funny. I was on like 30 seconds before it started, and I forgot to press one.
I was going to say that reminder because I noticed there was no one, and I thought, okay, they've forgotten. But then you remembered, so.
Well, Leanne got on. She's like, oh, hey, did you reach out? I'm like, oh, I forgot to press one. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, airhead.
Oh, my goodness.
So how's your life going?
Interesting.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Open mouth, insert foot. I mean, you know, it's what's funny. I feel like I'm coming out of I was kind of panicking earlier this week for a few days because I around finances and other things. But I feel like I'm coming out of that, not necessarily because of change in situation, but it's changing. And I just feel like I feel like an opening. Well, I'm also taking a lot of steps right now to actually bring on other practitioners, which is what I've needed to do. And I think I just, you know, I didn't have a contract ready and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I just completed some steps I needed to complete. And also, I think just emotionally being ready to have the building have other practitioners. Like, as much as I maybe didn't want to admit it, I think I needed to have a little time to where we had some of our own energy, like actually establishing a space. But it's really time to bring others on. So, anyways, I'm going to stop talking. But I feel this other piece coming in that, like, probably a real shift in how I'm going to be serving, and it's probably not going to be overnight, but I'm just getting more glimmers of it today, and I don't know, it's probably not necessarily related to what's going on with my sweetie, but he's in a kind of interesting, similar place as well, and it's probably going to be the case that the closest he's going to be to where I live is 3 hours, and I'm really hoping for that. But that creates a little bit of a, and that's just me intuitively knowing that U of O is going to post a position for his specific area of expertise, because I've just seen it. But they haven't posted the position yet, but I'm seeing it done. So anyways, I need to stop talking. I'm dominating the conversation, but yeah, I've got a lot going on, and glad to hear your voice. So I'm
going to
shut up now.
Oh, beautiful. Well, there is a lot of things going on, but you're counting your blessings, and as you count your blessings, you're inviting more to come to you, correct?
Yeah.
So you're shifting from, you know, what maybe not be perfect, but, you know, what is right in your world, and that does truly bring in more blessings, Dawn. Okay? And I am getting, you know, there are more blessings coming your way as we are connecting. But I also have to ask you, have you been thinking of traveling at all? Because I feel like a lot of movement around you.
God, you know, I really would love to travel. And I normally, even just taking seminars and stuff, I normally would take at least 2 to 4 seminars a year, and for the last 2.5 years, because of putting all my resources into the building, I haven't been able to do it. I haven't had the you know, the
okay,
money.
Well, hold on to
that.
I still feel there may be travel. And I'm also getting there may be some long distance messages coming to you as well. Okay. So just hold on to that. But I do feel like there may be like travel coming for you, and I'm getting like possibly long distance travel, and maybe you'll get some communication prior to that, some kind of a message, and there may be travel because the energy is really strong, so that's why I did ask you that. It just felt like yes, there, you know, there's going to be travel for you. Okay. The other thing that I'm getting. Sort of, I feel like, you know, as you were speaking, even like, you know, of everything going on, there's a little block in your life, just the way you're thinking, you're blocking some things, okay? I don't feel like, you know, like, everything is not flowing the way it could be flowing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and this is the time that you're saying you're opening up for new people to come in. You're realizing your dreams. You have the potential to do whatever it is that you want to do, Dawn, right?
Right.
And you're the magician of your life. You have the abilities to, you know, make it more magical. You've got to be a little bit more focused. You've got to be a little bit more open. You've got to resonate with that beautiful power within, okay? The power to inspire you to connect with spirit and let everything flow, you know, through you and just put it out there. There is a little bit of self-doubt within you, okay? And it's sort of slowing down the flow of energy.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting is you've got to trust a little bit more, and you've got to let go of your worries about, you know, creating what it is that you want in your life and allow things to flow, you know, magically flow through you and really, you know, have what it is that you're truly wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the first thing that Spirit was showing me. What else are they showing me? And I'm getting, you know, like balance, the word balance. And know that you deserve to have more coming in. Okay? But you've got to put that intention out to the universe. Okay?
Right.
And know that you deserve all this good that, you know, that can come your way.
Mm.
Okay?
You know,
and I'm just... You need a little work in the, like, the heart chakra area, you know, just
so,
to let things flow. Stuff that you really believe in your heart that you're worthy of because you truly are. Okay? And you know, what you're doing, it's not from a place of ego. So you've got to listen to your heart and allow this time to really be transformational for you and let it to be a time that you do not allow fear to come in, okay? Because I do feel like you're listening and there's fear there, and there's a little heaviness, and it's sort of blocking different things, because it's sort of like, you're saying, well, what if? Uh-oh, watch out, wait, let's think about this, you know, and it's just like you're not embracing the true power of who you are and connecting, you know, with the universe and allowing the good to come your way, Dawn. So we're going to connect and we're going to get rid of those fears so that you can, you know, you can have what you want, okay?
Yeah. And I mean, I felt this week that it kind of was catalyzed because I finally finished my taxes, yay. And then I was really looking at getting a more manageable way of repaying the building rather than having literally 8 credit cards and 13 different loans. And so I just did kind of a deep dive into the reality of the finances right now and, you know, looking at the timelines and when those, you know, obviously before those 0% come due, I have to make some changes. So that really kind of delved me into that financial world and kind of got me focusing on debt rather than what's coming in, you know?
Right.
Oh,
I hear
you. But also the reality of how much I've been paying and that, like, I've been thinking about canceling my dental appointment this week because I'm like, oh, fuck, like, I know it can come in and, oh, my God,
right.
Like, reality just, you know, as it's going. I'm asking a couple people to wait on payments right now. It's super, super uncomfortable. So, yeah.
Well, this is a powerful time for you, and it's a time of major change.
Yeah.
So you really have to believe in yourself and believe you can have what you want.
Right.
Okay. If not, you're just putting like a gate up where what you're wanting is not going to be manifested that quickly. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting that you do need the healing to really allow.
Yes.
Okay. And just let yourself, you know, see how powerful you are and to see that you can have what you want. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Are you having any issues with eating at all? I'm getting your stomach. Like I sort of, after I started to talk to you, like your stomach feels like a little bit off.
Well, I drank a little more this week than I normally do.
Because I just feel like there's like an acid in your stomach. I feel like whatever you're eating or drinking, it's forming like acid in your stomach. I don't feel like it's alkaline.
Uh-huh.
It just feels like acidic. So I don't know, like whatever you've been, you know, like just to be more, you know, mindful of what you're ingesting as I'm getting. Because it's sort of like the acid is like not giving you the proper digestion that you need, you know, right now. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Just make sure that you're eating like more vegetables and things like that, you know, and just watch. I don't know if you drink a lot of coffee or tea, anything like that, but I just feel like you're like right now your stomach doesn't feel quite right. Okay.
Well, I've kind of really been enjoying my coffee and upped it from one to sometimes two. And I did forget my drink today and maybe even yesterday. Normally I drink it every day and it's like 6 organic salads. So, I think your intuition is probably right on.
Yeah, I'm just getting like, your stomach feels weird, you know? So that's what I was just getting. And just even like when you're having breakfast and things, I'm getting just like, watch the way that you eat things in combination. And it's weird because, you know, like, say if people like cereal, they like to put fruit on the cereal, and that's really, it's not the best thing for your stomach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just getting, you know, and if you like eggs, I don't know if you like to eat eggs in the morning.
Yeah,
but I'm getting
eggs and one pancake this morning.
Okay, because I'm getting, like, actually eggs are okay, but like it that you're eating, if it's like a darker bread toast, it's better for you, you know, than just like the regular bread.
Dark bread right now.
Yeah, because I just, their spirit is just showing me, like, you know, like your stomach. I'm like, oh God, I don't know what she's been eating, but my stomach hurts. So be just mindful of that as well, okay?
Okay.
We're ready for a little healing.
Yay. Thank you, Jay.
Yay? Okay, Barbara?
Okay. You guys talk so much about stomach, I had to eat some ginger because you started making my stomach feel like something was wrong.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to do some wonderful Dear Nate statements, Don. So here we go.
Okay.
Dear Nate, I release the need to create problems with money.
Dear Nate, I release the need to create problems with money.
Dear Nate, I release the need to expect problems with money.
Dear Nate, I release the need to expect problems with money.
Dear Nate, I release all of the negative beliefs about money.
Dear Nate, I release all of the negative beliefs about money.
Dear Nate, I deserve abundance and prosperity.
Dear Nate, I deserve abundance and prosperity.
Dear Renate, I open to receiving abundance and prosperity.
Dear Renate, I am open to receiving abundance and prosperity.
Dear Renate, I am good enough.
Dear Renate, I am good enough.
Dear Renate, I deserve an amazing life.
Dear Renate, I deserve an amazing life.
Dear Renate, I deserve an amazing love relationship.
Dear Renate, I deserve an amazing love relationship.
Dear Renate, I deserve to fall asleep in his arms and wake up to his smile.
Oh my God, yes. Dear Renate, I deserve to fall asleep in his arms and wake up to his smile.
Dear Renate, I am open to miracles.
Dear Renate, I am open to miracles.
Dear Renate, even though I don't know how, I allow everything to work out perfectly.
Yes. Dear Renate, even though I don't yet know how, I allow everything to work out perfectly.
Dear Renate, I release the need to know how.
Dear Renate, I release the need to know how.
Dear Renate, I trust in my guidance.
Dear Renate, I trust in my guidance.
Dear Renate, my brain does not need to figure it all out.
Dear Renate, my brain does not need to figure it all out.
Dear Renate, I know I deserve the best.
Dear Renate, I know I deserve the best.
Dear Renate, I allow myself to receive the best.
Dear Renate, I allow myself to receive the best.
Dear Renate, I allow my life to flow with grace and ease.
Dear Renate, I allow my life to flow with grace and ease.
Dear Renate, I allow my life to get better and better and better.
Dear Renate, I allow my life to get better and better and better.
Dear Renate, I accept and release the past.
Dear Renate, I accept and release the past.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yes. Better.
Good. And your guidance is saying, focus only on what you desire.
Wow.
And don't think about anything else. And when you focus on what you desire, do not focus on the fact that you do not have it. That is not what they're saying.
Right. Right.
Allow yourself to feel the energy of having it.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay.
All righty.
Okay. All righty.
And I'm actually getting that your sweetheart is going to end up where you are. I have no idea how it's going to work or what's going to happen, but it's like, oh, no, she's not going to be alone. So...
Well,
just
yeah,
let it happen.
I keep, thank you. Thank you. Awesome. However it is, but yeah, close, close, close.
I see you guys in the same house. So yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, that's what I see too. And I also get that he really loves teaching. He likes to have the interaction with students. And his field is it's very specialized. So he believes he really needs a university, like, you know, the University of Oregon. There's only a couple in the state that would really work. But, yeah, so, and there's a couple within 2 to 3 hours. So then there's just the other pieces. And I don't need to know how. And it's kind of a weird thing. Like, I mean, I've been talking with both of you a lot, but I don't even know if I want to say it yet. It's like it would seem very weird mentally to have created and birthed this entire wellness center and then not to be here regularly or not to be here for a period of time. But I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to be open to different possibilities. And I love it here. So, and I really want to wake up in his arms. So I don't know how, but I am trusting. I know. I feel it right now. There is a way. There is a way. So I'm just going to trust that. And I don't need to know
it yet.
Put out
what you're wanting, Dawn, because the universe is listening. Okay. I'm getting that you've been a little vague about what you're wanting. So it's a little hard to find. You've got to be, you know, a little bit more specific, okay?
Well, ideally, I would love to be able to be here or at least within very short commuting distance of the wellness center. And I want to be able to wake up in his arms 7 days a week. And I want to also make sure that my partner, my husband, is really happy with what he's doing too. So, and there just aren't really any universities like near 350 population Wheeler. Like, so I don't know.
Well, they're saying let go of the limitations. Right now, the word university is a limitation. Let that go.
Right.
And
I mean, maybe
see him happy and fulfilled doing the work that he loves. That's it.
Right, exactly. Okay. All right.
And see yourself happy and fulfilled doing the work that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And then see the two of you together, happy and fulfilled being together.
Okay.
And Dawn, I'm seeing
everything else.
There's a beautiful dragonfly buzzing around your head, okay? And the dragonfly is saying, my imagination is endless. Time is my energy. Freedom is who leads me. Love is my partner. Independence is my future. Loyalty is what I give you. Destiny is my heart. So as Barbara said, let go of like all that you're holding on to, okay? And be free like this beautiful dragonfly, my goodness.
Mm. Mm.
Absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
But you've got to just, you know, you've got to let go, be a little bit more free, okay? And it's just saying, you know, just be happy and expect all this good stuff, okay? Because it is going to, you know, it is going to come your way, but you've got to expect it, okay? And sort of when you do see a dragonfly, it helps you to change the perspective of who you think you are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really beautiful. But I'm thinking, what are you doing? And this dragonfly is just, like, flying around as you and Barbara are talking, and it's just beautiful. So do you notice any kind of dragonflies in your dreams? Because this dragonfly has been around you for a while. It's really a powerful spirit totem right now.
That's funny, because when I was, I don't know if you knew, I did travel this summer to Yellowstone, and then I intuitively knew I needed to go south at to the Tetons. And so my son and my parents, they went home a totally different way, and I went in my car just this journey by myself. And when I went to the little lake that, like, flows north or south, or basically it was the Continental Divide, and one end of it, you know, goes east and one end of it goes west. There were all these dragonflies, and I was taking pictures of dragonflies. And then later that day, I walked into this beautiful, I mean, just extraordinary lodge in the Tetons, and I was like, wow. I could honeymoon here, and you know, within 1 week, he was in the same place, and I was feeling him, and not even I hadn't even met him, but he was there within a week, and he had just driven literally across country, intuitively went north, and he had the same magnetic pull. And there were dragonflies.
That is absolutely.
So I don't know. I mean.
Well, the dragonfly is saying, Dawn, you create your world. So, you know, it's a very powerful totem for you. The dragonfly is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And they were in our parking lot at our wellness center, too, this summer. It was a theme this summer, a couple of times.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Well, I would just, you know what, I would put pictures of dragonflies all over the place. Honestly, goodness, that's amazing. Totally amazing.
Everything that you just said, I wish I had that on a recording. Is that, if I look up the meaning of dragonflies, am I going to find what you just said, or you just channeled that? That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Just look up dragonflies, and you're going to get like so much more. There's going to be so many more messages for you.
Okay. Awesome.
But I just see dragonflies, like I said, all around you. They've been, like I said, they've been there for a while, and it is, of course, you know, October, so they have been with you. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
And just to keep your eyes open, you know, keep those eyes open. And, and you know, if you don't know where you're going, what did you do? You just winged it, and you got where you, you know, needed to be. So that is absolutely beautiful.
Okay. Being in my magical place and trusting and
I mean, absolutely amazing. That was just phenomenal.
I think that, you know, when in relationship and sacred relationship, you know, you listen to your partner, and so I just, you know, trying to get to know him and listen to him and his desires and what he wants too, and then hearing some. And it just kind of go, oh, wow, how is this going to work? Oh, wow, you're flying to all these places. You want to get out of New York at all costs. You're flying to Texas? That is way too far. What are you doing? Like, some of these little, you know, but it's like, what the, excuse me. He just appeared to Wazoo.
It'll all work out. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. But you just keep believing, yeah. Totally amazing.
Right. Totally. Well, I keep seeing super close. So I saw a map in my mind's eye when I just checked in and I released attachment. And then I just saw a map burned, like, between Wheeler and where his school was going to be. I mean,
wow.
So I'm inclined to believe the picture. And we'll see. But that, yeah. I don't know. It's a mystery.
Beautiful. Well, it's a beautiful journey you're on, and just keep believing.
Thank you. Okay,
yeah.
I will.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Besides, you've
updated, Dawn.
So much already.
Know how it goes. Yes.
Okay. I will. Thank you both. You're welcome.
Oh, thank you for coming. Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, DC, we are done for today.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amazing guests, amazing readings. Wow, Barbara, this is beautiful.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, I feel blessed that we were here, and I just love connecting and helping people and connecting with you, of course. Thank you, Barbara.
My pleasure. I love it, too.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, your team is saying for you to now go have fun. Fun just for you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, it's a little late to have fun. I get up early, so I think I'm going
to
put the fun on the back.
It's never too late to have fun.
You know what? Do you, Barbara, around you, I see a blue angel.
Okay.
So I don't know, like, if it's a representation of Archangel Michael.
It says no.
But I'm getting like a blue angel. And I know Archangel Michael has been really close with you, walking, you know, with you.
Yeah.
Yes. So I just, but I got blue angel. My goodness, blue angel around you.
I don't know. If it's connected with the Palladians.
Yeah, it could be. I have a connection with them as well. That's really interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, that is really, really interesting. Goodness. And along with the, like, the blue angel, I'm getting blue calcite. The crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're handing me a piece of blue calcite as well. So this is really strange, you know? It helps. I know it helps to support communication. And
okay.
Do you need to relax maybe a little bit more? Calming, it's soothing.
I've been relaxing and just going with the flow and just letting go of everything. So that's been what I've been being guided to do for a while now, especially while reading this book.
Letting go of worrying about what you're eating as well. I know you're letting go, but Ginger's saying, but she doesn't sometimes let go of, like, you know, the worry sometimes about what you eat. And I'm getting it. You shouldn't worry about what you're eating.
I'm pretty much eating whatever is there for me to eat. I don't really worry about it. I don't really, you know, think of the food pyramid and have I had this and that. You know, I don't go there. I simply eat what's presented to
me. Okay. Good. Okay, and Ginger just is saying focus on joy and happiness. You know, just joy and happiness.
Yes,
that's beautiful.
That's what I'm working towards, being nothing
awesome.
But
well,
joy and happiness. I'm only having fun.
Well, that sounds like a plan to connect with joy and happiness, have fun. My goodness, sounds like a beautiful plan. And Ginger's saying this is your time, Barbara. She's saying that there's different, like, paths that are opening in front of you now, and you're asked to walk towards them. And it looks blue when I look at it. First glance, I see a lot of blue, and then I look off in the distance and I'm saying, Ginger, what is that? She's saying, it's a unicorn. Don't tell Auntie Barbara. You've got to walk. You're looking away.
Unicorn?
You've got to walk. No, like the scenery seems like there's a lot of blue in the scenery, but you're sort of looking away from the unicorn, and there are beautiful new changes on the horizon for you, but you're not looking at them, okay? So it's sort of you got to look in a different direction, and you're on the verge of something absolutely amazing.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of expansion.
That.
There's a lot of expansion coming. I don't know if you've gotten that, but I do see a lot of expansion.
Okay.
And you're asked to just go forward, you know, toward it, Barbara. But like I said, when you do see it, you're going to see a unicorn. So I know how you feel about unicorns.
I actually do enjoy unicorns. And I used to have little unicorns sitting around my house. I don't have any anymore. But, yeah, unicorns are welcome. Maybe I should get a doormat that says unicorns welcome.
She was showing me she's not looking at the unicorn. I don't know what's going on, but Auntie Barbara is not looking at the unicorn. I said, I don't know, Ginger, you know. I don't want to scare Auntie Barbara, but when she'll see it, you know, and hopefully walk that way toward that beautiful unicorn.
Okay.
It sounds amazing, Barbara. It just sounds amazing. And I just, like I said, I feel like there's a lot of expansion coming forward for you. And just make sure that you're having fun as well, because fun is, you know, it's very important. So I hope you're having fun.
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
Are you dancing around with music? Even if you have it on in the bedroom or something, I'm getting to just let your, you know, your body and your energy just flow.
Okay.
So to just really, you need a little bit more movement is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
And just pay attention what you do to the messages that you're getting. I feel like it's going to be really, you know, it's going to be enjoyable, but it's going to be really beneficial that you are going
okay.
to have some messages coming in as you start, you know, dancing around.
Okay. Wonderful.
It sounds awesome, Barbara. So I can't wait to see what, you know, what you have to tell us. My gosh, what you have to share. And then Ginger's showing me one more thing. She's showing me, like, that you're going to be possibly, I don't know if you're going on a trip. She's saying she's, you know, she's going into new areas because I talked about expansion, and she's showing me, like, you're letting go of limitations that you had.
Mm-hmm.
There may have been some things that you were a little bit hesitant about. You didn't want to try, but you're just saying, okay, it's okay. And I'm getting, like, you know, maybe has there been somewhere that you've wanted to visit? Because I'm getting you maybe, you know, you may be traveling and you're really starting to step out of that beautiful comfort zone you have, and you're going to have a little bit more fun.
Okay.
So
I'm okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be a trip, like, really far. I'm not sure. Ginger's saying, I don't know how far it's going to be as of yet, but it's going to be beautiful. And that you've just got to, you know, just accept and embrace all the change that's coming your way, because it's going to be truly beautiful.
Okay, wonderful.
So that's what she's showing me for today.
Okay. All
well,
right.
I guess that's our show for this evening. And I, like I said, I thank you. It was a beautiful show, and I just enjoy helping others. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, me too. All right, we will be back on Tuesday morning with Morning with Jesus, so we invite everyone to join us then. And we hope everyone has some fun, no matter what time
yes.
it is, where you are. Have some fun anyway.
Definitely. Take care. Good night, Barbara.
Good night, GC. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.